When Florida lawmakers passed the state budget in March, it cut more than $200,000 for clinics that care for patients with Lou Gehrig's disease. Health News Florida's Daylena Miller takes us to one of those clinics in Tampa, which is now facing some uncertainties.
Lee Hodel is at the doctor's office trying to figure out when she can meet with her support group again. Her social worker is trying to nail down a date, but the 38-year-old is focused on birthday plans for her 5-year-old daughter, Addison.
I'm sorry, we're not going to meet that one either.
That's okay. That's okay. Are you traveling?
No, Addison will be 6 that day. It's her birthday party.
That's right.
Yes, and she'll be turning 6 and we'll be partying it up.
Aside from frequent pauses to take a breath and the wheeze of the ventilator, Hodel doesn't sound like someone you'd expect to have amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, known more casually as ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease. She's having a good day today, one that allows her to speak matter-of-factly about her situation.
I was like really devastated, you know, because you hear 2 to 5 years and you're like, oh my gosh, like this can't happen.
In the 3 years since her diagnosis, she's gone from an active first grade teacher to getting around in a motorized wheelchair. She can't move anything except her head and the tiniest wiggle of her toes. Her hands sit still on her lap. The neurodegenerative disease affects nerve cells in the brain and the spinal cord. People eventually lose the ability to speak, eat, move, and breathe over time, eventually dying. And this year, her clinic, which sees about 300 patients annually, is facing a budget cut from the state.
We don't want to cut down on the number of clinic visits that we have. We obviously care very much for our patients. We want them to get the best possible care and be seen with the greatest frequency.
That's Dr. Clifton Gooch, who oversees the clinic at the USF Health Morsani Center. He says they're losing about $65,000 a year, about a 50% cut, that helps pay for things Medicare and Medicaid don't fully pay for, like healthcare navigators, social workers, and certain equipment. In 2013, Florida approved the first $1 million in funding for 4 multidisciplinary clinics in Tampa, Gainesville, and Jacksonville. Each year, the clinics have seen less money. That could challenge the clinic's ability to provide care from multiple doctors and therapists under one roof.
Here you see every doctor that you need to see on the list, versus if I didn't, then I'd have to go see, drive here for a dietitian. I'd have to drive here for a physical therapist. I'd have to drive here for speech.
And the care the clinic provides extends to Hodel's home. Her social worker helped her get a wheelchair and modifications to their van and house.
Out of everyone besides the doctor, like, she's probably been one of the biggest helps there is.
She's even helped facilitate recordings of Hodel's voice before she loses the ability to speak. Eventually, she'll use a computer and eye movements to help her speak to her husband and daughter in her own voice.
It sounds like you, yeah. So if I want to go, Jason, yell at my husband, it will actually have my voice. I won't be like, Jason, you, what are you doing?
While the cost of care for ALS patients varies, it can cost about $1,300 for a visit to a clinic like this one. Hodel has insurance through her husband's employer and Medicare, but neither cover all the expenses. Dr. Tuan Vu is the director of the USF Health ALS Clinic. He says typically, positions like social workers and navigators are the first to go when funding is cut.
To negotiate the medical landscape without a navigator is extremely difficult for families and inpatients who are in need of various components of care, respiratory equipment, tube feeding, medications, pain relief, all that.
When it comes to her future, Lee tries not to focus on the progressive decline of her body. It's hard to say how long it'll take to lose all movement and her ability to talk. For now, she's focusing on her 5-year-old daughter, Addison, and creating video messages to outlive her.
Like some for like her wedding day or things that like, you know, your prom or graduation or, you know, little things that doesn't have to be a big video, but enough to show her like I was there and I cared, you know, if I'm there or not.
Hodel says she'll let the researchers and the doctors worry about the budget cuts. The only thing on her mind is helping her daughter celebrate as many birthdays as possible, 1 year at a time. For Health News Florida, I'm Daylena Miller.